News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, more than 29,000 homes and businesses remained without power last night in the wake of Storm Ashley. Gusts of wind reached up to 130 kilometres per hour. We're joined by Eilish Rohan, Head of Corporate Services at Galway City Council. Eilish, things are pretty calm this morning. Are things getting back to normal in Galway?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on this morning. It was a pretty rough evening yesterday in Galway City, and we are very grateful that the extent of the damage wasn't as significant as it was predicted based on the meteor and forecasts.
Eilish, you're breaking up. I don't know if you can move to a slightly better area. You're just coming in and out a little bit.
Sorry, is this better?
Yeah, it's much better, yeah.
Yeah, apologies. Yeah, so our crews are working very hard on the ground this morning. They're moving debris and seaweed. They worked last night to clear the roads so that the roads will be open for traffic this morning.
So is everything reasonably back to normal in Galway?
At the moment, two of our carports are still closed in Salt Hill, and also Toff carport in Salt Hill that was flooded. And there was a lot of water in around the Blackrock Leisureland area. So the crews are out there cleaning seaweed and debris off the road. There was two weather events, I suppose, yesterday. The high tide yesterday morning, and that was compounded then by the orange wind warning. We had a number of calls in last night. There were some power outages. We had three sets of traffic lights out at Briar Hill, the race course, at our Wolfton Bridge. There was some damage actually to the lights there. And the lights are still out in the Newcastle Road, and they'll be out until this afternoon until the ESB gets them. So I suppose there's some scaffolding from some building sites. So we were on the ground monitoring it. We worked extremely well with our coordination group with Garda Síochána. We were in continuous contact with them, the Port of Galway, the HSC, Civil Defence and the Fire Service. So working together, you know, we could keep on top of things as they happened.
Sounds like you have everything in hand there. But thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Eilish Rohan, Senior Executive Officer, Head of Corporate Services at Galway City Council.
And I'm joined now by Laura Harmon, Cork City Councillor and Labour Dáil candidate for Cork South Central. Good morning to you, Laura. What's the situation like there in Cork this morning?
Good morning. So in Cork, there's still hundreds of homes and businesses that don't have electricity, and I'm told they're going to be restored in the afternoon. So again, Cork has been, you know, adversely affected by this extreme weather, much like Galway, other parts of the country. So really, I'm calling for a national, you know, warning system in relation to flooding in particular and relation to storms. I think that we can really up our game as a country in how we alert people, how we respond to these events and how we support people in the aftermath.
Okay.
I think there
but
should
Laura,
be a lot of learning.
We have one. The whole country was under a yellow weather warning, and then parts of it were under an orange weather warning from Met Éireann from Saturday night. So do we not have that already?
Well, I think we can be more joined up. Obviously, we have Met Éireann and we have our local councils, you know, across the country, and we've OPW. But I think in terms of the pandemic, for example, you know, in terms of using apps, using more modern technology and text alert systems for people, I think that we can up our game. And if you look at the government's Winter Ready website, for example, that was created in 2020. There hasn't been much updates to it since. It hasn't been updated in over a year. So I think that we can utilise modern technology better and have more targeted support.
I take your point, but I must say I got umpteen notifications on now. I do follow a lot of news sites, but I got umpteen notifications telling me about weather warnings this weekend.
Absolutely. But I suppose, look, if you're somebody who maybe, you know, isn't checking the news or would be more relying, you know, on getting traditional methods of communication, I think there's things we could do. But so, for example, there was a status orange warning on the 5th of October. So we didn't expect in Cork that there was going to be severe flooding, which happened very quickly down in Bantry. There were many businesses affected, businesses in the city centre as well. Weren't fully prepared for it, so we would have met businesses on Douglas Street in Cork.
With regard to the flooding, did you dodge flooding throughout Cork over this weekend?
So not this weekend, but during the week there was some tidal flooding which disrupted traffic in Cork. It brought traffic to a standstill in the city centre in some places. And on October 5th, as I say, there were businesses who were adversely affected by the flooding. So we would have met businesses that were up all night trying to clear the flooding, had to pay significant amounts. So there really needs to be, you know, more funding in place for businesses. And we even saw, you know, the central bank have warned that 1 in 20 buildings can't access flood insurance cover. So I think this needs to be looked at for the future. We know that climate is getting worse. So
Laura Harmon, Cork City Councillor and Labour Dáil Councillor for Cork. Thank you very much for joining from Cork. Not too bad in Cork, then, it sounds like this morning. No flooding, thankfully.
Thankfully. Let's go to one of those businesses that was affected by the storm. We're joined by Elizabeth McManaman from the Gráinne Whale Bar and Restaurant in Newport, County Mayo. Elizabeth, you had to close due to a power outage. Tell us what happened.
We did, yeah. Good morning. Our power went off about 11:30 yesterday morning. And I hear you talking about weather warnings there. We've obviously had an orange weather warning in relation to Storm Ashley, but we've had so many orange weather warnings. And yesterday was the first time that we've been affected with a power cut. So we were ready to trade yesterday. We had all our stock in, we had our staff in, and we'd everything ready to go. And then the power was gone. It was gone from 11:30 until 6:30 yesterday. So we lost the busiest day of the week trading for us. That was the big issue for us.
Is there anything more that could have been done, do you think?
I don't know. I suppose that's the question. Because there are so many weather warnings now, it's hard to know. Like, we think back, the first one we had was Storm Ophelia, and we had everything closed. We'd everything, you know, battened down, and there was barely a gust of wind here. So that is the issue that faces us. We're in a position where we have to keep trading. You know, we're not going to make that money up today or tomorrow, because we're not in a place where there's going to be business. So we can't be prepared to close or decide to close every time there's a weather warning. So I suppose who knows what we're supposed to do about that. But we now have to look at the cost of making up all of that money, you know.
OK, all right. Well, look, we wish you well. Very difficult situation for any business to be in. Elizabeth McManaman from the Gráinne Whale Bar and Restaurant in Newport, County Mayo. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.